Job, chapter 15. Eliphaz from Teman said,
Job, if you had any sense, you would stop spreading all of this hot air. Your words are enough to make others turn from God and lead them to doubt. And your sinful, scheming mind is the source of all you say. I am not here as your judge. Your own words are witnesses against you. Were you the first human? Are you older than the hills? Have you ever been present when God's council meets? Do you alone have wisdom? Do you know and understand something we don't? We have the benefit of wisdom older than your father. And you have been offered comforting words from God. Isn't this enough? Your emotions are out of control, making you look fierce. That's why you attack God with everything you say. No human is pure and innocent, and neither are angels, not in the sight of God. If God doesn't trust his angels, what chance do humans have? We are so terribly evil that we thirst for sin. Just listen to what I know, and you will learn wisdom known by others since ancient times. Those who gained such insights also gained the land, and they were not influenced by foreign teachings. But suffering is in store each day for those who sin. Even in times of success, they constantly hear the threat of doom. Darkness, despair, and death are their destiny. They scrounge around for food, all the while dreading the approaching darkness. They are overcome with despair, like a terrified king about to go into battle. This is because they rebelled against God all-powerful and have attacked him with their weapons. They may be rich and fat, but they will live in the ruins of deserted towns. Their property and wealth will shrink and disappear. They won't escape the darkness, and the blazing breath of God will set their future aflame. They have put their trust in something worthless. Now they will become worthless, like a date palm tree without a leaf. Or like vineyards or orchards whose blossoms and unripe fruit drop to the ground. Yes, the godless and the greedy will have nothing but flames feasting on their homes, because they are the parents of trouble and vicious lies.